So let's turn over to texts that we've been turning to. Let's find Romans 10 and Mark 11. We'll turn to those, and then we'll go on. Romans 10 and Mark 11. Romans 10, 9 and Mark 11. 20, let's see, we'll go to 22. Let's go to Romans 10, verse 9. It says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so we've been talking about healing and our words, and this tells us how we're born again, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe it in our heart, that God has raised him from the dead, we will be saved. See, we're believing something that we can't see. We're believing something that we can't know by our physical senses, that Jesus died and rose again, and you have to take that by faith. And if you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved, but you confess with your mouth. And verse 10 says, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Like we've said, it's also with the mouth confession is made unto other things besides salvation. Confession is made unto healing. We speak what the Word says, and that puts into motion laws of God. It gives God authority to move in our life, and that's a primary way that you act on the Word and that you release your faith in this realm, is by what you say. Faith, saying something is an action. So when you're saying it, and especially you're doing it when it doesn't look like it, that's saying faith. Now, it's not just saying it. The faith has to be in your heart. But you believe, how you release your faith is by saying. And so when we're talking about healing, but it's the same in every area. If we'll release what we believe out of our mouth, it carries power. It carries weight. It affects this realm. And that simple principle, if we'll put it into practice, and say what the Word says. Say what the Word says concerning our bodies. Say how it's going to be. Paint a picture with our words, the way we believe it's going to be. Not the way you feel, not the way it looks like, but the way God says. You paint a picture with your words. You say, you frame the Word, your world with your words. Hebrews said that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So we are acting like our Father. We're doing what He told us to do when we release our faith through words. Now go ahead and turn over to Mark 11, 22. It says, "There's so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." It didn't say maybe. It said we would have. It says if we say to the mountain, so you can say to your body, you can say to your heart, you can say to your lungs, you can say to your kidneys, you can say to your stomach, you can say to your ears, to your eyes. You can speak the word just like Jesus was speaking to the mountain. He spoke to the fig tree. And he's saying, if you speak to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea. If you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things you say will be done, we will have whatever we say. So we need to take that as true. We need to speak it over our lives. Our words are so important, and they have a lot to do with what we see in our bodies. If we're not seeing the right thing, we can speak God's word, agree with Him, stay there, and we'll see the manifestation of it. So we've been talking about this. We read several scriptures throughout Proverbs. I'm just going to read through some of these as we're going. Not going to take time to turn there. We've read, turned there before. Proverbs 18:21. If you didn't look at them before, you can mark them down. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit." So death and life are in the power of the tongue. What we say affects our bodies. You could say sickness and health are in the power of the tongue. We have the power to affect healing in our bodies by what we say. Amen. Matthew 12:37 says, "For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned." What we say affects us. Their words are important. Proverbs 21:23 says, "Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles." It says, a different translation, "He who guards his mouth, puts a guard over his mouth, keeps his soul from troubles." If we'll watch what we say, didn't say to be legalistic, but remember we're talking about what we believe. If we'll say what God's word says, we're putting in motion the right things. We're putting in motion what He would have to do in our lives, what He would have done in our lives. We're yielding to the Spirit of God. And it says, it implies here that if we don't guard our mouths, that we're going to have troubles. I mean, you know as well as I do, you can get yourself in trouble with somebody else by not guarding your mouth. But you can get, what we speak over time becomes our reality. Proverbs 12:18 says, "There is the person that speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health." The tongue of the wise is health because the tongue of the wise says the right things. If you're wise, true wisdom is the right use of knowledge. True wisdom would be acting in line with God's ways. Somebody that is truly wise is going to act according to the Word of God. And according to His truths, He's not going to violate the Word of God. So if you're walking in wisdom, you're going to say what God says, and that's going to promote health. Do you realize it? God's words always promote health in every situation. You realize that God's word will promote health, like in this country. If we'll do what God's word says, we'll have health. It'll promote peace. It'll promote getting along, because it is the wisdom of God. God has a way out of every situation, and He has a way for us to be healthy and strong in our body, and part of it's going to have to do with our mouth. We're either going to produce sickness or health with our tongue and our mouth and our words. They all go together. So we read in Mark 11, it says, "We will have whatever we say." Faith is released through our words. When we say what we believe in our heart, it is releasing it into this realm. And then we stay on it. And we just keep speaking it. You're not waiting to see if something happens. You're agreeing with God's word, and you're saying, "Well, God's word is true. I believe it. And so I'm going to speak it out of my mouth." You're going to say, if you say what God says, It gives Him the right to make it come to pass in this realm. No matter what our circumstances are in life, we're going to need to get this truth down if we're truly going to be successful. Some people just wish. I mean, it's tempting for all of us to wish, "Oh, if I could just, if this, whatever situation I'm facing, if it could just be taken away from me and everything be different, just in a moment, then everything would be all right." And the fact is, though, if we don't get this down, there's going to be something else. And the same thing that was bothering us can come back if we're not speaking the right words. You can't speak the wrong words all the time and walk in health. So this works in the area of healing. Like we mentioned last week, even if somebody gets healed, by a manifestation of a gifts of the Spirit, that person will not maintain that healing without a positive confession, without speaking the word. And this is what happens. And it happens all the time. People wonder why it is. Well, it's not that hard. It's because of everything we're saying here. Life and death, or death and life, are in the power of the tongue. So even if life comes into your body and things are changed, if you keep speaking death, you're going to have death. And this is why people get healed. They go to a meeting and they'll get healed. Things will change. And then they'll be, well, I don't know. And then as soon as some symptom comes, they have a symptom like what they had before, people will say, well, I guess I really didn't get healed. It must have been in my mind, or it was just temporary or something, and it comes back. Because what if we say that, we're agreeing with the enemy, basically giving him authority to say, well, I guess it didn't happen. See, we need to know how to resist. A big way you resist the enemy is by your words. Is by my words. We resist by saying what God's word says in the face of circumstances. That's resisting. And if we're going to walk by faith, there are going to be some times when we don't see it, we don't feel it, but we're going to speak it anyway. And if we think that's not going to be the case, that I just want it all to go away and then I'll be okay. If we don't change and start speaking the right words, we're going to be in a bad position again. We will yield ourselves to sickness. And so there is no shortcut. You know, we talked about at the beginning of this series about God operating divinely in certain areas. If there's a manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit, and He does move like that at times, but we can't control it. It's as the Spirit wills, not as we will. We can't turn it on and off. And so if we're waiting for those things to happen, we could be waiting our whole life. But we can control what we believe, and we can act by faith at any point. See, we can always act by faith. We can always be healed just by faith in what the Bible says and faith in God's covenant with us, and believe that what God says I have, and that's it. I'm going to act on it. How do you act on it? One way is to release your faith, just start saying, I have it. I have it, I believe it. And just, you don't have to make a big ceremony. Just start saying, you know what? I believe it. From this point forward, I accept that. It's true. I'll see this change. And we're releasing our faith. We're saying it. Any believer can do that. Say, you don't have to wait to feel it. That's where people make the mistake. They'll just go day after day and like, well, I just don't feel like I have it yet. I don't know if I don't feel like I have the faith. Faith doesn't have anything to do with your feelings or my feelings. See, if we're waiting, we're waiting for goosebumps, and this is where people miss it. Then when they feel something, then they say, oh, well, now I believe. And then they're going to be in faith. But then as soon as that feeling leaves, then they feel like, well, I'm not in faith. See, then they're going like, it's like this. But it doesn't have anything to do with that. If we'll just speak the word, we can start speaking the word now. We can just start saying and agreeing with what God says and say, you know what? That's right. I have it. I've always had it. God, Jesus bought and paid for it. I received it, and it's mine. Enough. It's mine. And act on it and say it, and say it in the face of contradictory circumstances. That is believing God. That's releasing faith into our lives. That is letting life be manifest in our lives. So if faith is released by words, whether it's faith to be saved, faith to be healed, faith for any of God's promises. It's released. A primary way it's released is by faith. So it's important for us to learn to use words for us. Faith is released by words, I should say. It's important for us to learn how to use words for us instead of against us. Because if we don't learn, if we use our words against us, they'll make us a captive. We'll be held captive by our words. So I'll read you a few examples of words that will make us a victor. For instance, I am more than a conqueror through him who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm more than a conqueror. Those are victorious words. Romans 8:37. If God be for me, who can be against me? See, if we just say that, if God's for me, who can be against me? It releases something in us. You can look at it on a page, but it's different when you say it. Wait a minute. If God's for me, who can be against me? You just saying it in the atmosphere charges it with faith. And if we'll say it, you hear yourself saying it, it does something. It's not just feeling. We're releasing faith, and faith is a force. Saying, my Father is greater than all. See, our God, our Father, is greater than anything. If just saying that can bring peace to a situation. It doesn't matter what's going on. My God, my Father, he's greater than all. That's John 10:29. God before me, who is against me? That's Romans 8:31. The name of Jesus has authority and power in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, among angels, men, and demons, and that name belongs to me. Just saying it, say that name belongs to me, is that name is the all-powerful name, and it belongs to me. That's releasing our faith. Speaking the right words, which is God's word, will set us free, and it will keep us free. But our words can keep us captive. They can keep us bound. If we're talking about how we're defeated, saying things like, well, poor old me, I've tried and tried, everything is against me. The devil keeps me sick all the time. Things just don't ever seem to get better. They just seem to get worse. See, it's tempting to say that type of stuff, but if we say it, it will keep us bound. It may look like that, but saying what we have will keep us there. We need to say what God's word says, even if we don't have it. And we said it last time, you may have heard the example before, but you know, if you had a pet dog, like I said, I don't have a pet dog, I did when I was growing up. Now I have two pet birds. But I had a pet dog growing up. Her name was Muffy, short for Muffin. Little mutt, probably about that big, was when she was, we bought her, got her as a puppy from the pound, probably like that big. It had a little bit of pug in it, but it wasn't like total pug. But it had a little bit of short nose. It was brown and white and a little bit of black. Had a tail that went right up and curled right around like that. So it would just curl right. Just so cute. She's about like this big, and just as a puppy, so fun to play with. And then she got to be about this big. But Muffy was a good dog. But we lived in a cul-de-sac when we first got her. And so we had the cul-de-sac, and then you would go up the hill. It was at the bottom of a hill, and then I don't know exactly how far it was at the top of the hill, then was a main street, but this was kind of the neighborhood where all the kids would play and stuff. Well, Muffy would run around, and so sometimes she'd get away, and she'd just be out. We wouldn't know where she is and go out there, and we'd go out there, one of us or my mom or me or one of my brothers would be like, Muffy! Muffy, come home, Muffy! Come on, Muffy! And then she had a little bell on. Then you start hearing her running down the street, coming. So if I am calling Muffy, if you were to say to me, well, why are you calling your dog? She's not here. Yeah, I know that. That's why I'm calling her. Yeah, but she's not here. Why are you saying Muffy? Why are you calling your dog? She's not here. Yeah, that's why I'm calling her, because she's not here. I want her to get out of the flower bed up the street or whatever she's doing, or she's chasing a squirrel or something, got on some scent, and I want her back home because we're going inside. Yeah, but she's not in front of you. Why are you saying her name? She's not here. Yeah, that's because she's up the street, and I want her here, which is why I'm saying her name. Now, people wouldn't say that. Everybody gets, oh, you're calling your dog to come home. Nobody thinks that's weird. But if you say, now, in your own life, if you say, I call my body strong when it's weak, people say, you're weak. Why are you saying you're strong? I know. I know I'm weak. I know I have symptoms of weakness. That's why I'm saying I'm strong, because that's what I want. If I were just to sit there with Muffy and just go, oh, Muffy's not here. Oh, I wish Muffy were here. Muffy's not here. That's not going to get Muffy here. See, I'm saying what I have. I don't have Muffy. Muffy's not here. Where are you, Muffy? I wish you were here, but Muffy can't hear me. I'm just talking. I'm saying exactly what I say, but that doesn't change. Muffy's not going to come. Nobody thinks that's weird. People would think that's weird. Your dog's not here. Well, where is she? I don't know. She's probably up the street. Well, why don't you call her? Well, I don't want to say something that I don't have. I mean, Muffy's not here. I don't want to call Muffy. Muffy's not here. I mean, I'm a man of my word. I say it like it is, and Muffy's not here. So that's just the way it is. Muffy's not here. Maybe Muffy will get here someday. I don't know. I'll just wait. Maybe Muffy will come. See, people would go, dude, go get your dog. Call the dog. Get the dog here. But see, when we talk about these things, healing, the Bible says to call those things that be not as though they were. When you say, my body's strong, you say, I am healed, you look sick to me. I know. That's why I'm saying I'm healed, because I want what God says to be manifest in my life. If I just sit there and say, I'm sick, I'm so sick, I feel sick, I feel like laying down. Oh, I can't do anything. I just don't know. Maybe I wish this would go away, but it's not going away, and I've had this for 3 years, and I don't know why it's like this. And that's exactly like just talking about Muffy when Muffy's up the street. We need to say what God's word says and call those things that be not as though they were. Start saying what God's word says. See, people think that's weird, but it's lining up with God. Jesus cursed the fig tree when it was still alive. He said, no, nobody will ever eat fruit of you again. God called Abraham father of many nations when Abraham did not have a child. And Abraham called Abraham, Abraham, when he didn't have anybody. Sarah was saying, father of many nations, come in here, it's time for dinner. Well, she lying? No, she's doing what God told him to do. So it's not lying. It's saying, I'm not denying. See, lying, if you deny what you have and say, no, it doesn't hurt when it hurts, that's not what we're talking about. See, people get confused. No, I'm not denying what's here. What I'm saying is there's something that trumps what's here and will be manifest, and I believe it, and I'm going to say it out my mouth, and it'll show up. It will come. It will. It will change. You watch. Muffy will show up. I'll just call. Watch. And it would be like, you know, you'd be calling. You wouldn't hear anything. Muffy! Wouldn't hear anything. Muffy! And then you hear the little ringing. All of a sudden, she's just going full bore down the street, coming into the yard. I remember, you know, she'd be coming by, and you know, we'd try to get her as she'd go by, and she'd be running around, and then she'd be playing with us. But you wouldn't hear anything. First couple times, it's like, where is Muffy? Where's that dog? A lot of times, honestly, you know, some of you are frustrated at this point. Where'd you go? But you say it. And see, in the natural, say, well, that's just calling a dog, that's natural. This is exactly the principle we're talking about. It's that simple. If we'll say, wait a minute, I'm going to say what God said. God knows more than I do. And if he said it's true, whether I see it or not, whether I feel it or not, I'm going to say it, and it will show up. Isn't that what Jesus said? He said, if any of you says to this mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. He will have. Is that ambiguous? That's exactly what he's saying. And we've seen life and death. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. If you confess with your mouth, Believe in your heart. This is what we're talking about. We'll say it. The Bible says God calls those things that be not as though they were. We say, I'm healed, when it looks like we're not healed. But we are, and we're going to say it, and it will show up. See, we can, that will set us free. But if we're going to say what we have, if it's negative, it's going to bind us. It's going to entrap us. It's going to ensnare us. If we're defeated, we're defeated with our own lips. See, we try to, we all attempted to do this, to lay our problems off on the devil or to somebody else or something else. But the fact is, if we're defeated, if I'm defeated, I'm the one responsible. Now, I know that might be a bitter pill to swallow, but it's the truth. If we're defeated, we're the one responsible. Why? Because we're defeated with our own lips. Now, God did not tell us to do something that we couldn't do. I didn't say we felt like saying the right thing all the time, but when we speak the word, I mean, we speak it, if we speak words that are negative, we are trapping ourselves. Proverbs 6:2 says, "You are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth." You're snared by the words of your mouth. Go over there really quick, Proverbs 6:2. Proverbs 6:2. It says, "You are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth." In context, he's talking about if you become surety for somebody, if you put up, guaranteed for somebody, he's saying, get out of it. But you're taken. Why? Because you spoke and you said something and you dedicated yourself to something. Well, we do that in life all the time. We say things that maybe we think we don't mean, but they are binding us. They're keeping us captive. They're keeping us taken. The moment we said we could not do something, we said we could not do it, the moment we said it, we were whipped. Somebody said, whether you say you can or you can't, you're right. You can say that if you say you did not have faith, doubt rises up like a giant and binds us. If we say, I just don't have faith, something cuts up and just binds us. And doubt, which is the opposite of faith, will hold you. Don't ever say, well, I just don't know why. I just don't have faith. Don't focus on the things we don't know. You don't know. We focus on what we do know. Like those statements we were saying earlier, I know that God's my Father. God is greater than all. Jesus is my Lord, and I am more than a conqueror through Him. Greater is He who's in me than he who's in the world. The name of Jesus, which is above every name, belongs to me. See, those are so much better than saying, I don't know, I just don't know if I have faith. Right there, we just made ourselves captive. We don't talk doubt and defeat. We're snared by the words of our mouth. We're imprisoned by those words. I'm telling you, it is amazing if we'll say the right words, even when it looks bad, and release faith. It will change. It changes the course of our life. It will change the atmosphere, and it will change where we're going. As Christians, we should never talk failure or defeat. God is not a God of failure. Can you imagine God failing? He's never failed at anything. And He's our Father. See, that right there, that right there should bring us up. If we'll focus on what we do know, See, we're short-sighted. We start focusing on symptoms or focusing on a defeat. Just because something looks bad is not the same as being defeated. See, that's the wrong mentality, and saying the wrong words is evidence of a wrong mentality. It's the mentality of somebody that's defeated instead of somebody that's victorious and that God, through Jesus, has made a victor. See, our attitude should be, we're going to keep playing until I win. I'm not going home until I win. So it may look like I just lost, but I'm going to win. I'm winning now, but you just lost. Oh no, I'm winning. My Father's greater than all. So I'm going to win. We're not done until I win. I'm not going home. We're going to play again. And we're going to play again until I win. For the Christian, even if we went home, we still won. Even if you went to heaven, you've won. So if that's the worst thing that can happen, we're not going to lose, okay? We're going to win. And if we'll just say, no, I'm going over. My God has created me a victor, so I don't care what it looks like, I'm going to win. If we'll have that attitude, then it doesn't matter what happens. See, the opposite is true. If we have a defeatist mentality, it doesn't matter if you win. You think the next time you're going to lose. It's like, well, we won. It's looking better, but it's probably going to return. That's the total opposite. See, that's thinking I'm here all the time. I might blip up, but it's going to return. See, that's how you can get healed, but it's like, it's probably temporary. Oh, it is temporary, and it keeps going. Whereas when we have the mind of God, it's like, I win. Oh, it looks like a loss, but no, I'm winning. Nope. Oh, I'm not going to take that. I'm going to win. Oh, looks like a loss. No, I'm going to win. And we just stay up here. See, it's what we identify with. We identify with God and say, because God is never defeated. Do we identify with Him, or do we identify with losing? And that it's always too good to be true. It won't last. It feels good today, but it'll probably return tomorrow. What we should be saying is, it's not quite what I want to be, but it'll change, it'll get better. You watch, it'll be better. I expect it to change. And we focus on the right thing, it'll change our countenance. By saying the right words, it'll change what we're focused on, and it builds faith in us, releases faith in us. See, both, you can be releasing the faith you have, but you hearing the faith that you just spoke, and if it's based on the Word, is building faith, because that's how faith comes, and then you're releasing that faith, and you're building faith, and it's just a positive feedback loop. Whereas the other thing is true, too. We start saying defeat, and we hear defeat, which then creates doubt, and then we say doubt, and then we get worse, and we just get worse, and either way, it's a self-reinforcing feedback loop. Oh, our words are so important. But God is not a God of failure. He's not a God of defeat. He's a God of victory. And as children of God, we ought not to be children of failure. He's a God of victory, success, prosperity, and plenty. If we're going to talk about sickness and trials, we're going to develop sickness in our system. But if we'll develop and believe God and talk victory, then we can reverse things in our system. If we talk about our doubts and our fears, I'm afraid this will happen, or what if this happens? Don't speak those things. That destroys the faith we have. But if we'll say, even in the face of circumstances, say God's word, it can reverse. See, just always think, I'm about to win. This looks bad, but we're going to win. We're going to win. See, we see this like it's so important that we identify with God. We should talk about how wonderful our Heavenly Father is. God, you are wonderful. You're so good to me. You're so merciful and gracious. Talk about the Word of God. Talk about what God is to us. Talk about our privileges in Jesus. Talk about the security that we have in God. Talk about what heaven's going to be like. Talk about, you know, be thankful for what we have. Talk about the fact that the mighty God that created the universe is the greater one is on the inside of us. He's greater than the trouble. Talk about, when you're tempted to talk about the trouble, talk about how much bigger God is than the trouble. That'll put it in perspective. Just start talking about how big God is. God is bigger than this. This is nothing to Him. This little thing, this thing in my body, out of the 7.5 billion people on the face of the earth on this little planet, and it's just this little part of my little body, and God's power is so much bigger, it won't even dim the lights in heaven to change this. Won't even ripple. Just boom. Justed. There, it's done. That's all it is. For God is so much bigger. God, I just thank you. You're in me. You're for me. Just speaking like that will put the right spin on the situation, the right perspective. We can say God is everything. His word says He is. God can do everything the word says He can do. We start talking about how big God is. Stop talking about what the circumstances are, and we'll see things change. We'll see our attitude change, our faith rise. If we will take God at His word, believe that our words mean things, believe that His word is true, and speak His word out of our lips, it will affect our bodies. Period. It has to, or else the word is a lie. It's either true or it's not true. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. God is not a God of defeat. He is God of victory. Go ahead and stand to your feet, please.